proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman from the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue to look at the covenants that God made with man, again focusing on the early chapters of Genesis. This time we will look at the covenant God made with Adam and Eve after they had sinned in the Garden of Eden, a covenant known as the Adamic covenant. According to Genesis chapter 3, when the serpent beguiled Eve, he told her, quote, "God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil," unquote. In a sense, that circumstance came to pass. Adam and Eve wound up losing their innocence when they partook of the forbidden fruit. Since Adam and Eve became aware of their nakedness, God provided the skins of animals to properly clothe them. Adam and Eve could no longer experience the intimate fellowship with God they had previously enjoyed, nor could they remain in the Garden of Eden, since they now knew the difference between good and evil, and sin had entered into the world. God thereby modified the provisions of the Edenic covenant. These changes resulted in his implementing another arrangement with Adam and Eve, a covenant known as the Adamic covenant. These alterations had profound effects on Adam and Eve's future. God told Eve, quote, "I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children," unquote. The Bible gave no indication that Eve had ever previously conceived a child before God made that statement. From that point on, though, hardship would accompany the act of giving birth. Moreover, God added, quote, "Thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee," unquote. Eve and her daughters would tend to develop a psychological dependence upon their mates, a dependence necessary for their own happiness. In addition, a husband would exercise dominion over his spouse. Paul confirmed this order in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5. He wrote, quote, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as unto the Lord," unquote. Adam also had restrictions placed upon him. God told him, quote, "Because thou hast hearkened to the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field," unquote. Adam would no longer find sustenance in the Garden of Eden by cultivating the ground. Instead, he had to labor arduously in order to harvest the produce off the ground he tilled, land upon which God had placed a curse. Furthermore, God informed Adam that, quote, "In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return," unquote. Adam would have to labor for the remainder of his life, hard labor, in order to feed his family. God had told Adam not to eat from the forbidden fruit because, quote, "In the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die," unquote. God kept his promise, or executed his threat, depending on how you look at it. Adam and Eve did not physically perish the moment they engaged in their act of disobedience. However, they did die spiritually. Thus, Adam and Eve, and all of their posterity, would need a Savior to pay the price for their sins. As Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15, quote, "As in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." The human race would need someone to pay the penalty for their sins, and only Jesus Christ atoned for their sins. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.